the book Hebrews, part 21. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any information about the books which I've written or have any questions, please contact me at my WhatsApp number, plus 27, international code, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, all small letters continuously. This is the first time that you are to participate in the study. You are very, very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. And also our TikTok messages, very, very important. Send this contact to your friends and family. And make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and paper ready. I just do this announcement on a Monday. It's very important to note that we do not associate ourselves with the following people: any Messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement. We are not part of Jehovah's Witnesses or Seventh-day Adventists. Instead, we are not part of any Protestant or charismatic denomination organization in the world. We are only an end-time Bible study group. We're functioning from South Africa throughout the world on internet. We are mainly using the ancient Hebrew Sacred Name Bible according to the 1860 restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version. You must listen, it says Rottenham version. It is not the 1902 corrupted emphasis Bible. It's not the same. This Bible, the 1860 Bible, the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, was translated by Dr. Joseph Brian Rotsenham in 1860. This is one of the oldest English stroke Hebrew Bibles you will lay your hands on. Should you require a Bible like that, I do have a few available, because they are not available in any bookshops in the world. According to the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the name Jesus was originally Yahushua. There was never a Jesus 2,000 years ago. There was never a Jesus 2,000 years ago. Why? Because the letter J didn't exist, not in the Greek or in the Hebrew. The letter J was only translated in the 16th century. That is when the name Jesus came to the fore and was created before. It was Yahushua. The angel says to Miriam, it's not Mary, it's Miriam. Miriam and Joseph, you must call him Yahushua. Emmanuel, it was translated Yahweh our Elohim with us. So Yahushua is the name. Yod Aleph Hei Vav Aleph Hei Shua. Shua means Redeemer and Savior. So the name Jesus only originated in the 16th century. That's somebody that was never Yahushua. But through Bible translations in the last just more than 600 years, it was imprinted in our brains as Protestants, as children coming out of the Protestant churches. So the name Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashim. The name Lord was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. We refer to ourselves as Yahvists and not Christians, because the Roman Catholic Church created the name Christians. Constantine created the name Christians. We are Yahvists according to 1 Peter 4 verse 16 in the Restoration Bible. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this study is going to be a real blessing to you in the name of Yahushua. We will continue where we left off last week. Hebrews 1 verse 9. Thou, Yahushua, look at my hands, has loved righteousness and hates iniquity. He had the chance to join up with Satan, or let me say, to Satan. He had the chance, Lucifer. He had the chance to join up with Lucifer, but he didn't. He hated iniquity and he loved righteousness. Therefore, now listen what the Bible says. Because we're reading in verse 9, by now we know that he was exalted above all the other angels. He received a name all above all the other angels. And now Yahweh, our Elohim, makes the following statement. Thou, Yahushua, has loved, well, as an angel, has loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, or Elohim, I'm using the word God here as in the 16:11. Therefore God, Elohim, therefore God, Elohim, with other words, even thou God, Elohim. So if I read that there is two different gods here, or Elohims, listen what he says. Therefore God, or Elohim, which is Yahushua. Have we got that? The first Elohim, or God here, is the Father speaking, referring to who? To the angel that he has exalted, that he begotten, that he has served. Thou, therefore, Yahweh, or God Elohim, Yahushua. So he obtained the title as a God, or a Elohim, are called, for thou, Yahushua, are called a Elohim. Even they, God or Elohim, the creator of heaven and earth, hath anointed thee, he anointed you, Yahushua, with the oil of gladness above thine fellow. Who's the fellows? The other angels, as he has said. I ask you to do your own homework, and you had to on Friday. I ask you to study the rest of Hebrew 1. And I'm sure you do now understand, according to verse 9, that Yahweh addresses, and he made him a Elohim. He made him an Elohim above all the other angels, which was his friends before, which he was part of, ordinary angels. Now we continue in verse 10. And thou, Yahweh Almighty, in the beginning has laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thou, Yahweh Almighty's hands. So the creator of heaven and earth is addressing Yahushua in verse 9 as a Elohim. Verse 11. They shall perish. The people on the earth, they will perish. But thou, Yahweh Almighty, remainest. And they all shall wax old as dot a garment. Now this is not the angels he's referring to. It's easy to make the mistake and say verse 11 is referring to the other angel. It's not. Because the angels doesn't wear garments in heaven. They shall perish, the people on the earth. That's a prophecy in time to come. Because Yahweh Almighty knew everything beforehand. And thou, Yahweh Almighty, remainest. And they shall perish, the people of the earth. But thou, Yahushua, remainest. You will not perish. and they all wax old as doth a cloth. So in other words, they grow old because of age. But you, or thou, the son, because he says, he addressed him, I'm your father, you're my son. Who was another angel? One of the other angels. Verse 12. And as a vesture shalt thou, Yahushua, fold them up. And they shall be changed. But thou, the son, Yahushua, art the same, and they, Yahushua, years shall not fail. So he's up till eternity. This is a promise of the eternal existence then of the angel that became the son of Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth. And this son has received the name Yahushua, the name above all other names. Verse 13. But to which of the, look at my fingers, other angels said he, who's he? Yahweh Almighty. At any time, I want to say ever, sit on my right hand until I, Yahweh Almighty, make thine, Yahushua's, enemies thy footstool. This is a prophecy in time to come, when Yahushua will overcome death, the realm of death, Hades, not hell, he hasn't been near the hell. And he will sit, he will be glorified after ascending into heaven, be glorified and sit on the right hand of the Father, where he will intercede for us, who is his bride. He says in verse 14, and they, all the other angels, look at my fingers. I say, are they, all the other angels, not all ministering spirits? What do you say? Yes, that's what the angel is. He's a ministering spirit. When Father needs an angel to send as a messenger unto the earth in a human form. Are they, the other angels, not all ministering spirits sent forth to the earth to minister for them, to minister for them the bride of Yahushua, us, who shall be heirs of salvation? Hallelujah. What are we? We who are born again out of water and the Ruach HaKodesh in the name, immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of your sin. Since Acts 2, verse 36 to 41. We've been immersed. The old man and woman have been buried. Romans 6, verse 1 to 12. We are anew. We are growing equal unto Yahushua. As he died and he rose, so do we die for the sin. We are buried with Yahushua, and we rise again and live with him. And that's why Yahushua said to Nicodemus in John 3, verse 1 to 11, then in verse 3, you must be born. Verily, verily, he swears, I say unto you, you must be born again out of water and spirit. Nicodemus reacts, he says, how do I go back into the womb of my mother and be born? Yahushua said, don't think with your carnal mind. This is a spiritual, this is a spiritual act to bury the old man of sin. And again he says, verily, verily, he swears, if you are not born again of water and spirit, you will not enter the kingdom of Yahweh. Does it mean only people that are immersed in the name of Yahushua will enter heaven? No. The guy on the cross, he wasn't immersed in the name of Yahushua. But you enter into paradise. Isn't paradise in the third heaven? That's what Apostle Paul says. Paradise is in third heaven. But then the Bible is contradicting itself. Because Nicodemus, Yahushua said himself to Nicodemus, and he swears twice, if you are not born again of water and spirit, you will not enter the kingdom. You will not even see the kingdom. Second time, you will not even enter. No. The translation is wrong. You will not enter into the honeymoon suite. You understand what I mean by honeymoon suite? Where the bride and the bridegroom will reveal themselves unto each other. But everybody that dies, who has never received the revelation of the name of Yahushua, but serve Jesus to the best of their abilities, in not understanding the revelation names, living in holiness, they will go to paradise and be part of the ceremony of the marriage between the bride and the bridegroom. Nicodemus, very verily I say unto you, if you are not born again of the water and spirit, you will not see the suite. I'm using the term, the honeymoon suite, the seventh heaven. You won't see it. You will see the third heaven, but you will not go into where they will be intimate. And that's where we want to be. That's where I want to be. That's where I'm heading for. I don't know about you. Now, we're not finished. I need to concentrate on verse 14 a bit longer. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.